This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning, good afternoon to you. It is 17 minutes past the hour of 6 in Johannesburg. You guys have been busy. I was watching some of the footage coming out and some of the videos coming out of the swearing-in ceremonies. It was incredibly moving. So really unbelievable. Half a dozen Jewish MPs in Australia's parliament after Saturday's general election.
So that's right. That's where the country has been focused on for the last few hours. We had our election on Saturday. And prior to Saturday's election, there were seven Jewish MPs. And one of them lost their seats. And so there's quite a bit of direct Jewish connection in this whole, election. And are you still there, Howard?
I am indeed.
Oh, good. And so the one who lost his seat was Karen Phelps, who we've talked about before, who was the first ever Jewish female member of parliament in the Australian parliament. She, listeners might recall, came in at the end of last year when there was a by-election, when the former prime minister, Malcolm Turnbull, was deposed as head of the party and therefore deposed as prime minister. And Karen Phelps won that in a by-election, and she won it in a competition against Dave Sharma, a former Australian ambassador to Israel, who happens to be of Indian extraction. So 2 days ago, we had the general election right across the country, and Dave Sharma again competed for that seat against Karen Phelps, who was actually an independent. And it was the majority of the results came in on Saturday night, and the government won with a very strong, decisive result. But that particular electorate was only actually decided yesterday on Monday. So it took 48 hours afterwards because it was so line ball. And eventually Dave Sharma won 51% of the electorate. And we're talking about, from memory, something like 120,000 voters in that electorate. So it's a pretty big electorate. And he won 51% of the electorate to 49%, which Karen got.
Amazing.
So she lost her seat. She certainly made a strong impact in the 6 months she was there. And I suspect it's not the last we will see of her. There's talk that she will now stand to be mayor of Sydney, but that's down the track. In the meanwhile, so Dave Sharma has won that seat. We have six Jewish MPs in the parliament. And the result of the election means that Australian foreign policy vis-a-vis Israel is likely to continue, that we can expect continuity of its increased pro-Israel voting pattern at the United Nations. We won't see, which Labour threatened if they won the election, a reversal of Australia's recognition of West Jerusalem as Israel's capital. And it also means that Labour's policy of unilateral recognition of Palestine, which it had recommended, will not come into being now, and not for the, because Labour will be in opposition for the next 3 years. So there's a direct impact there for Israel and for the Jewish community, obviously watching closely what happened with the, all these Jewish members of parliament.
Absolutely incredible. Really, really wonderful to see this process at play. Best practice outcome after Jewish student abused at a technical college. What happened here?
So this is something we talked about it before, where a young man, 20 years old, was studying automotive engineering to become a motor mechanic at one of our technical colleges here. And this is it's a government system, this particular technical college. There are about 500,000 students at this network of colleges across the state of New South Wales. And this young guy, over a two-year period, was abused by two of his fellow students with anti-Semitic abuse. And I'm talking about vile posts on Facebook threatening to assault him, Hitler salutes, etc. Over a two-year period, he lodged complaint after complaint. Not only did nothing happen, but appallingly, one of his lecturers suggested he find another campus. Eventually, he came to see me as Board of Deputies. I requested a formal meeting with the heads of the department and by the way, he was no longer going to class out of fear of what might happen to him. So I had a meeting with the two leaders of the faculty together with this young guy sitting next to me, and I requested three things. That there needs to be a code of conduct for all students in terms of bullying, racism, discrimination, a code of conduct for faculty as to how they should respond, and we wanted them to make sure that this young guy graduates on time. All of those three things happened at the end of last year. Unconnected to all of the above, the managing director of this network of colleges across the state resigned at the end of last year, and a new amazing person came in. And she's a woman who came from the finance sector. I had a meeting with her end of last year, and she, when I, you know, apprised her of what had been taking place, and she said, she basically, I'm going to fix this issue. So in the last few days, she has now released what I seriously regard as best practice, if not world's best practice, a system of a 10 protocols in terms of the new code of conduct for the entire college system across the state. And we're talking about a discipline register, about a hotline for students to complain, anonymous email facilities, training workshops in cultural diversity, staff workshops in terms of cultural diversity, in terms of what to do. It is an unbelievable outcome, you know, thanks to the vision of this new managing director who has taken place, but stemming from this awful experience which amazing. This young Jewish guy experienced.
And that's really the point of these types of the point of these types of incidents is if you can turn it into something that is instructive and gives you a way forward and helps other students in the future, well then something good has come out of a shocking situation. Finally, Israel and Palestinian exactly. health officials in Sydney.
Just very quickly, so there's an Israeli and Palestinian health official have just arrived here. And they both are spearheading it's called Project Rosanna. And this is something, it's a health medical program which takes place in both Israel and the West Bank. And so a joint medical program where Palestinian medical professionals are getting trained in Israel. Why is it called Rosanna? Because Rosanna was a young Palestinian girl who fell from a balcony in Gaza. And she was critically injured. And she was treated and recovered at an Israeli hospital, and her name was Rosanna. And that sort of inspired people to form this Project Rosanna. It was formed here in Australia, in Melbourne. It's sort of under the auspices of Hadassah Hospital and Friends of Hadassah. And so two of these health professionals, a Palestinian and Israeli, are here this week. And tomorrow night there's going to be a dinner with several hundred people, with people from across the board, from members of parliament to members of the local Jewish, local, Palestinian community, Muslims, Jewish, and across the board, and to talk about this project and just to essentially take it to the next level. And so it's mainly driven out of Melbourne, which we're talking about the former governors of the state. Remember, we still have governors and governors general here in Australia. So they will be there, priests and people of Jewish, Muslim, Christian backgrounds.
Amazing.
So it's a very nice, positive bridge-building exercise coming on the back of this Israeli-Palestinian medical program.
Absolutely fantastic, Vic Aladef. That's where we leave it. Time is 6:25. We speak to Vic Aladef every Tuesday. He is the CEO of the Jewish Board of Deputies, New South Wales.